The Palestinian mission to the United Nations says Foreign Minister Riyad Maliki is going to file a lawsuit against Israel at the International Criminal Court on Monday. The lawsuit is related to recent arson attacks by Israeli extremists against Palestinians and their property. The move comes in the wake of the torching of a Palestinian home in the occupied West Bank on Friday that left a baby dead and hospitalized his family. Evidence of Israeli settlers' attack on an ancient Christian church in Tabra near Tiberias is also included in the file. Senior Palestinian sources say the lawsuit will seek to prove that the attacks by extremist settlers are not sporadic hate crimes, as declared by Israeli officials, but are premeditated and follow a set pattern. People in the Gaza Strip have held a mourning ceremony to commemorate the Palestinian toddler killed in the arson attack by Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian political figures were present to honor victims and promised revenge for the shameful attack. Our correspondent Hisham Hanna now reports from Gaza.
People in the Gaza Strip mourned for 18-month-old Palestinian infant Ali Dawabsha, who was burned to death in an arson attack by Israeli settlers in Douma village near West Bank city of Nablus. The mourning house was opened in the center of Gaza City as Palestinians, including political factions, have responded to the killing of the infant with fury.
This is yet another horrific crime by the Zionist settlers. Hamas has called on all Palestinians in the West Bank to revolt and ask the resistance leadership to make the impossible happen in order to take revenge for the crime. Such a crime should not remain unanswered.
Palestinian political factions have urged their armed wings to retaliate the crime committed by the Israelis. A day after the deadly arson attack, the Islamic Jihad movement urged Palestinians of all political factions to escalate resistance against the Israeli occupation.
We assure on the necessity of forming public committees to defend the civilians and Islamic Christian monuments against the terror of settlers and Israeli military. The PNA is also responsible for providing the protection for the people. The Palestinian resistance shall never fail its people and will always stand for their rights.
The Palestinian Authority said over the weekend that it was planning to file complaints against Israel with the United Nations Security Council and the International Criminal Court following the arson attack that killed Palestinian toddler Ali Dawabsha and seriously injured his parents and brother. Palestinians across the occupied territories are outraged by the series of inhuman attacks by Israeli settlers and armed forces against the unarmed civilians in the West Bank. Hisham Hanna, Press TV, Gaza Strip.